The man forced open my busted car door, thrust in his head and shoulders, and whether the man was sheepdog, paid, or authentic is irrelevant. And with his face close to mine, screamed, "I'd like to kill you all of you vagrants." And the rant against vagrants seemingly worked, because the officer who came seemed more concerned that I'd parked against a recycle bin at the curb than that before us stood a man who said he wanted to kill all of us vagrants. That's the mindset, feigned or no, that gave us Auschwitz. Both the officers and this man's, whether real or postured, and never doubt for a minute, while statesmen rule, and whether out or shadow does not matter, that ongoing all around us lives the invasion of the body snatchers. It's very insidious. Who's real? Who isn't? We need a world where truth lives. Brothers and sisters, all we're asking for is a choice and the power to choose. We are the streets of Kiev, of Caracas, of Suez, trying to rise above vicious state repression, vicious state and shadow state repression, and patronage. We neither want nor need daddies. I heard one woman put it succinctly. We want to choose our own destiny. We want dignity. We want a choice. And there's a deeper longing she's tapping into that's not about a choice between Moscow or EU, but rather a choice between being subjects or free. My page, Founding and Realizing a Test Site, is saying, just as she is, why can't we have a choice? We don't want to be railroaded, herded anymore. We want to choose our own destiny. The U.S. state gifted 7% of its quote-unquote land to the railroads. Straight up gift. Gratis. Why are we less important when we're designing a whole new society, one fit for life that exists beyond manufactured scarcity.